Blog Talk Radio.
If you play this in slow motion, global warming is not nearly as scary.
Really?
And we're planning a kind of an uncensored, uncut, the global warming gone wild.
Oh, I see. Global warming! That kind of thing.
Hot glacier on glacier action.
Hot glacier on glacier action.
And we're thinking about calling.
Wait a minute. Did you actually say hot glacier on glacier action?
Yeah.
I don't think they want to hear global warming down south, places like Georgia and Alabama. Call it what it is, climate change. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a musical mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. I think we'll have all our bases covered, but we're wrapping it all in song as we say goodbye to the most brutally cold January I think I can remember, certainly here on the Northeast. I know my friends in the Midwest are suffering, and down south, only a place with maybe tepid temps out west, and parts of California are suffering from some perilous droughts, so it is, indeed, climate change. Hope you're doing well. If you want to be in touch with us and you're listening live, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, let's do it mostly via Twitter today at AB Writes, as the music will do most of the talking. Aurora's waiting for you at the Twitter feed. We'll intersperse some bursts of inspiration in the free-flow pop culture convo. Tackle the groundhog. Will he be on our side, the official groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil? Hopefully, we'll see. Will he see or won't he see his shadow? And what will that portend for the winter? We'll talk. And by the way, what are you doing this weekend? Going Super Bowl or Downton Abbey? Talk to me at AB Writes. First, though, if you've been suffering like I have from the winter, you had enough of this ice, the snow, the cold temps, you may, in fact, be in the market for a 10th Avenue freeze-out. Springsteen kicks off our winterlude on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Welcome aboard.
Seem like the whole world walking proud.
For though my story is seldom told, I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and chance, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By the night, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Bye.
gives me chills every time.
Thoughts were cloudy, and I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races. Looked into the empty faces of the people of the night, and something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. Big time, I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It has been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home.
You're a native New Yorker, just about now. Summer seems oh so out of reach. Here's a little hope and help from Don Henley. When's it coming? They're coming. They are.
Back. Thank you.
like the weather, you might want to think about a road trip. How about the City of Angels? Here's the beauty from Dawes as our winterlude rolls on.
Dirt that I've been gathering deep beneath my nails, but now I know what I've been missing, and I'm going home to make it mine. Got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. You got that special kind of sadness.
Would you look at us? Who needs L.A.?
Hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp. And all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago. that town, a little bit too rugged, you and me.
I love L.A. on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And Dawes, with that old new sound, you know what I mean? They have only been on the national stage for a couple of years, but they kind of harken back to the 70s, like Jackson Browne, Warren Zevon, but with their own spin. Great song, Time Spent in Los Angeles. 10,000 Maniacs Like the Weather. Uh-huh. Not so much, right? Don Henley giving us some hope. Boys of Summer are coming back. Pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training another week or so. So there's light at the end of that Groundhog's Tunnel, we hope, or his burrow, as we should say. Also, a couple about New York. New York's not my home, from the late, great Jim Croce, and those New York City winters are a-bleeding me. Classic line from a classic song, The Boxer, Simon and Garfunkel, from their wonderful Bridge Over Troubled Water collection. And Springsteen, the boss, kicks off with his anthem, 10th Avenue Freeze-Out. Oh, yeah. Oh, so weary of this weather. Speaking of New York, though, there may be a Seinfeld reunion. Did you hear about this, fans? Jerry and Jason Alexander spotted at the iconic Tom's Diner, where much of that classic sitcom action took place. He confirmed it, I think, on WFAN radio yesterday that, yeah, there will be a reunion. I think the phrase he used, very, very soon. So there you go. Of course, it's like they've never left. The show's on all the time in syndication, so you can see them when they're younger, thinner, and have hair, right? I'm sure it's exciting for Seinfeld fans. I'm sure it is. Tell me how you're doing with the weather. At the Twitter feed, AB writes, it has been a tough slog, so says our pal Brad. He is cold up in, I think, Vermont. Says, love the tunes, AB. The weather, not so much. Izzy, the same deal? Can't take it anymore. Get me out of this winter. Our friends in the Midwest, Chicagoland, Carly says, it is brutal. make it stop. And Julie from Facebook says, I hope you're going to interview a Minnesotan. It's brutal out here. Now, you know it's tough if in Minnesota, because they're a tough, hardy stock, if they're complaining, it's got to be bad. So hang in there, kids. We're hoping for the best. Phil, if he sees his shadow, it's not good news, right? Because if he sees his shadow, he gets scared. He runs back into the burrow. This is a legend for another 6 weeks of winter. If he doesn't see his shadow, so that means if it's bad weather on Saturday, which they're predicting, by the way, in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, cloudy with a chance of snow. So he shouldn't see his shadow, which means we'll have an early spring. Kind of seems counterintuitive, but we'll see what happens. I don't know what his success rate is. I know there's a Staten Island Chuck out here in New York, and Sue Simmons, who was a longtime anchor on the NBC local news in New York City, used to do a groundhog impression every year. They booted her off the air a year or so ago, and gosh darn it, it's not the same without her. We want our Sue Simmons back, at least for that one day. 347-857-4505 gets you into the conversation. The Amy Beth Arkowitz Show today being brought to you in part by FedEx One Rate. It's flat rate shipping with the reliability of FedEx. And I think we have a caller. We'll squeeze one in. Hey there, welcome to the show.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
I wasn't sure you were talking to me when you said, hey, who's this?
So you're in Minnesota.
I am in Minnesota in the deep cold. It was 50 below wind chill the other morning. We've had one day in probably the last 2 weeks, which was yesterday, where it was above zero, started to melt. But, maybe that was the day before yesterday. I haven't hardly been out of the house in weeks. We've had blizzard after blizzard where we can't see across the street, we can't drive. You know, we're just hibernating.
Oh, wow. I mean, and I was just saying, when people in Minnesota complain, you know it's bad because you guys are so hardy, you can pretty much
handle
anything.
We are hardy. We haven't seen a winter like this in a long time. We have not seen blizzards like this since I was a kid. And we have just been doing records as far as below zero. But the weird thing, the kids think it's pretty neat, is the schools have been closed. In the last couple of weeks, they were closed 2-3 days because it's been too cold for the kids to go. They didn't want the freezing out in the bus stops. And the days it wasn't too cold, it was blizzarding and snowing, and buses couldn't go because we're in the rural area, so they were getting stuck. So, yeah, winter's fun this year if you like snow.
Wow. It's tough. Well, down south, of course, they got very much less snow than you guys had or that we had, but they can't handle it. So they were crippled in Atlanta with just a little bit of snow, and the cars were stuck. People were in their cars for 20 hours. Kids were stuck at school. I mean, it was really just a horrible situation. It's scary out there in the winter, but hopefully we're rooting for the groundhog light maybe at the end of our tunnel.
But he was wrong last year. In
was
Minnesota,
he
was wrong. We were supposed to not have 6 more weeks of winter. We have snow in May yet.
Wow. Oh, man.
Don't
it is tough.
Trust the groundhog.
You got to be hardy, Julie. Listen, bundle up, stay safe, stay warm.
Yep.
We'll get through it, and hopefully by May we'll see some spring. I'm hoping for that. That's
well,
for sure.
if you want to know real winter, you come visit me, Amy.
I don't know that I do. I want to visit you in the spring or the summer, maybe. But thanks for the invite, and I appreciate the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. From Minnesota, it is cold. Maybe it's cold out there. Hey, let us know how you're doing via Twitter at AB Writes. Aurora's waiting for you. Also this week, I have to say we lost an icon, the late, great Pete Seeger. He passed away last Monday at the age of 94. What a life well lived as an activist and a folk troubadour. He battled all the injustices of the world, from McCarthyism to racism, took on the environment. In fact, I think he performed at Farm Aid last year, 2013, at the age of 93, performed This Land Is Your Land through in a verse about fracking. The Clearwater Revival Festival is named in his honor right in my backyard for his work in the environment around here. There's some talk now about renaming the new Tappan Zee Bridge they're building after Pete Seeger. We'll see what happens there. But really a tremendous life. On his 90th birthday, they had a big special concert at Madison Square Garden. Bruce Springsteen, who, of course, idolized Pete Seeger, said in his intro, "He's going to look like a lot like your granddad that wears flannel shirts and funny hats. He's going to look like your granddad if your granddad can kick your ass. At 90, he remains a stealth dagger through the heart of our country's illusions about itself. Indeed, Pete Seeger, we remember him with his music and his spirit. This one is unfortunately a classic that still rings true today. Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. Pete Seeger on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. The sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. All at once, the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
All over this land.
process of seeds planted, perhaps, by Pete Seeger into the minds and hearts of Amy Sellers and Emily Sellers and Amy Ray, Indigo Girls and Hammer and a Nail. Pete Seeger penned it. Peter, Paul, and Mary took it to the charts. It was, I think, the first folk song to hit the top 10, If I Had a Hammer. And Pete's, unfortunately, still timely anti-war anthem, Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. Remembering Pete Seeger, travel safe, travel well, Pete. You've done a great job here and left behind a legacy etched forever in the hearts, minds, and souls of so many artists and citizens. Pete Seeger on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. On the other end of the spectrum, some people are just not good citizens, and they're brazen and bold, too. Did you hear about this caper in New York City yesterday at the Tony Cartier Jewelers? A pair of bandits walked in broad daylight, smashed windows, took about 16 or 17 watches valued at something like $700,000, went off, and they're still out there on the lam. What happens when you're raised in robbery? Doesn't matter what the weather is. Here's Joni Mitchell on our Winter Lude.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A blue money riding on the maple leaf. Along comes a lady in lazy sleep.
Graduation into the banking business. Reach for the sky. would holler.
Sleeping with one victim, you're dating another, and you actually found a third.
Yeah.
video is, in my eyes, this close to honestly being a criminal offense.
It's that good.
Yes.
Judy, an executioner.
different, it can't be important. We have served from a story again.
In twilight, she looks alright. In daylight, she looks different. Let her out of a separate room. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview. Guess it might be a rental. I remember she had satellite radio. I guess she seemed a bit nervous. Do you think I'm that stupid? Well, what the hell, tell the story again. In twilight, she looks alright. In daylight, she was desperate. That's the right, I was desperate too. I'm getting pretty sick of this interview.
Junkies on the Amy Beth Argouise Show. Guess if you have to be sequestered, Memphis is as good a place as any. Better than Minnesota these days, that's for sure. A little warmer down there. Also, Brett Denon with Sydney, Boz Skaggs, Georgia, Georgie Fame, and the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, and Joni Mitchell from her masterpiece, Court and Spark, Raised on Robbery. Gotta be cold for the bandits these days. I gotta bundle up, too. Take it easy out there. And, hey, don't forget to join the show via Twitter at AB Writes. You can call us, too. We may squeeze in a call, 347-857-4505. Reach out for creativity coaching questions. And if you want to be a guest on the show or have a suggestion, we're always looking for storytellers. Hop over to the website, amybetharkowee.com. Find out more about my stories, too. The Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, both Killing Time and Dead Silent, now available for ebook download and paperback. So find out more at said website. So I know the weather can get to people. You know, you hibernate, you feel lethargic, inertia sets in. You want to just, you know, get depressed sometimes. But if you're lonely, if you're depressed, your spirits can be lifted when listening to the radio. Here's Nancy Griffith as our Winterlude rolls on.
I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a happy place. The Ritalin guides my hand through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the song Loretta Rose? Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Wondering what's become of me. I got a double
did something on the radio.
Yes. And I was sitting here just like this.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, that's the whole thing.
That's it.
That's what?
Huh? You've got your elbow on that switch. That's what sent it out over the air.
Turn it up, turn it up, a little bit higher.
Attention, you are conducting a broadcast in direct violation of FCC Rule 27. Pull over.
I'm not going down without a fight! I'm the voice of the little man!
Everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the real to real. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. Cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. What if I'm radio?
Morrison, Caravan, and Nancy Griffith listening to the radio. And if you want a more intimate experience, you get home, you pull out all your old vinyl records. Here's Todd Snyder.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I played each one of them over and over at least a dozen times or more. All I got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Butler, Lyle Lovin' and Bobby Jones, Terry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donny Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Betsy Cline, John Brown, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Town, Van Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Reedy, Chris, Keith, Black, Count Joe, and he's singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lee, Till, and all of James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo, Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, in that dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco I was standing in an airport line. In one bag I had all of my clothes, and the other was all the old records of mine. Well, the lady said I could only bring one bag. I had to, oh, what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. Got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Butler, Lyle Lovett and Bobby Jensen, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donny Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Betsy Cline, John Brown and more. I got
Justin Brown, Dallas Van Zandt, Patton Leonard, Skinner, Dirt, Chief, and Connor Clark, Van Halen. I got Randy, Gretzky, Fox, Country Joe, and his singing with the fish, and you know. I got Penny Lee, too, and all of James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, and Greg Mojo, Mitch and Hendrix, I got them a whole lot more. I got all of Booker T, Tom T, Hawk, Bobby Bear, Bella Bonnie, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Crochet, Kiss, Cross, Stills, and Nash, John June, and Roseanne, guys, I got four of Simo, Sam, and Dave, G-Bird, Yardbird, Stevie Ray, and if you're one of the 10 or 12 people that bought my third album, you might have figured out already. Then I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty.
Is the applause sign not working again?
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass. The walls are made of cardboard. Newspapers on his feet, and his father beats him because he's too tired to beg. He's got 9 brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. It's hard to run when a coat hanger beats you on the thighs. Pedro dreams of being older and killing the old man, but that's a slim chance. He's going to the boulevard. He's gonna end up on the dirty boulevard. He's going out to the dirty boulevard. He's going down to the dirty boulevard. This room costs $2,000 a month. You can believe it, man, it's true. Somewhere a landlord's laughing till he wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They dream of dealing on the dirty boulevard. Give me your hungry, you're tired, you're poor, I'll piss on them. That's what the statue of bigotry says. Your poor huddled masses, let's club them to death and get it over with and just dump them on the boulevard. Get them out on the dirty boulevard. Going out to the dirty boulevard. They're going down on the dirty boulevard. Going out. It's a bright night, there's an opera at Lincoln Center. Movie stars arrive by limousine. The Klieg lights shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan, but the lights are out on the mean streets. A small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel. He's selling plastic roses for a park. The traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out for a suck. And back to the wheelchair, Pedro sits there dreaming. He's found a book on magic in a garbage can. He looks at the pictures and stares up at the cracked ceiling. At the count of 3, he says, I hope I can disappear and fly, fly away from this dirty boulevard. I want to fly, yeah. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly. From the dirty boulevard, I want to fly, 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 fly. From the dirty boulevard, I wanna fly away. I wanna fly, fly, fly away. Yeah. I wanna fly, fly, fly away.
Fly, fly.
classic from the Cowboy Junkies with Marco Timmons' languid voice wrapped around that great song. On the Amy Beth Barkley Show and Lou Reed himself on the Dirty Boulevard. We lost the punk poet Prophet last year. And if you listen to those lyrics, Dirty Boulevard, back in the 70s, they still resonate, unfortunately, today. Joan Colvin, Polaroids from the Fat City album that kind of launched her back in the 90s. And, yeah, it's a good day to pull out the old Polaroids or listen to your vinyl records from Todd Snyder on a cold winter's day. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Hey, don't forget, coming up on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, we'll have a funny Valentine special as we take on love in all its glory, from the romantic to the cruel to the funny. You got some requests, love songs, dedications, feel free to join us. Send them in via the website, amybetharkowitz.com, or at Twitter, at abwrites. Just give me the hashtag funnyvalentine so it will distinguish itself from other interactions. And get ready to do it. Please do so by February 7th so that Trudy, Aurora, and ML at TCS can help us load all the great songs into our big box of chocolates. Hey, happy birthday going out today to Marcus Mumford, 27 candles in his cake. I hope he doesn't have to brace the winter winds. Here's a beauty.
As the winter winds litter London with lonely hearts, oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubts. And my hand told me.
When You Awake on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show, The Vines, I'm Only Sleeping, great tribute to the Beatles from the I Am Sam collection in that soundtrack from that wonderful movie with Sean Penn and also Mumford & Sons, Winter Winds. Speaking of the Beatles, don't forget our Beatlemania 50-plus years of fab is next Friday, February 7th. We will feature rarities and oldies. Well, they're all oldies at this point, right? Interview snippets, and we'll also take a peek at the charts. What else was captivating the hearts and minds of the country in February of 1964. That's all coming up next Friday on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show. And next Sunday, February 9th, CBS airs their Beatles Grammy concert, the reunion featuring Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and lots of other stars on the same night, 50 years later, after the Beatles touched down on the Ed Sullivan Show. Wow. Even for those of us who don't remember where the heck we were then. We'll get a chance to get a glimpse of that feel of Beatlemania. That's next week. Hey, speaking of fun, this weekend it's the Super Bowl. I am not exactly in, but I know some people are on the Twitter feed. Donnie says, ditching Downton for the Super Bowl. And go Broncos. Lynette differs. She's still watching the Super Bowl, but she's going for the Seahawks. Johnny Fever says, tape it for goodness sakes. Tape Downton for goodness sakes. It's a national test time. Well, I don't know. Me and Daisy and Muriel, we're all watching Downton first run. That's just the way it goes. But I know some folks are out there, and their backfield is in motion. Pick up some snacks, won't you? If you like the game, you like the game. Here's for you, Mel and Tim on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm going to have to penalize you. Hold it on the song.
Super Bowl, please, and step on it.
Yes! Yeah!
No rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time, but I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless though. I guess I'll leave it alone.
These people play night or day. They're just not matching what they should do. Keep me feeling blue. Been down too long. Right, wrong, I just can't stop.
Took my time,
'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow.
Enjoy your big game. The Spinners wrapping things up on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Thank you so much for joining us for our Winterlude. Special thanks going out to Trudy, Aurora, ML at TCS headquarters. Hope you had a good time. We sure did. And if you're watching the big game, enjoy it. I know enough about football to know they call Alabama the Crimson Tide. I want a name when I lose. That's Wake Forest, right? Steely Dan, Deacon Blues. See, if it's a rock and roll song, I'll get it. Hey, have a great weekend, whatever you do, wherever you go. Do bundle up, drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and see us again on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Take care now.
That's all in the past.
Why not make every Super Bowl a tie so everyone gets a ring and no one is bummed out, huh?
Tell me, just who do you?